we're going to be doing the dreams panel, and I've asked the panel here that we have up here to share a few thoughts, and I'm going to ask them various questions. So, Yolanda, first one up is with you. Would you like to just share with us here what you do that keeps you focused on your dream?
Something that I've found very helpful to keep me focused on my dream is to plan it out properly, set goals, and know when you're going to achieve them. Like, I heard that from Jim Rohn once said that if before you begin a day, make sure that you plan it properly. So something important that to do before I begin a month, I make sure that I know my objectives, what I'm going to achieve in that month, and what I'm going to achieve in every week of that month, what I'm going to achieve in every day of that month. So it's important to set out your objectives and make sure that by the end of that day, make sure that you have achieved everything that you want to. And also it's important to stay positive as well. Listen to things that will help you to reach your dreams, to reach your daily objectives, to reach your weekly objectives, and to reach your monthly objectives as well. It's important to have knowledge and to be motivated as well.
Thank you, Londa. Okay, while I've got the microphone, would you just tell the group and then pass it on to the rest of the folk? I'll just give you an idea who you are, what it is you're doing, so that we know who the panel is that we've got here today too. Thank you.
Okay, my name is Yolanda. I'm from Durban. I'm studying in Cape Town at UCT, and I'm a medical student.
I'm Lizette Kawitsky, and I'm from Cape Town.
Hi, my name is Mandy Hoffman. I'm from Cape Town. I'm working part-time as an au pair, and I'm doing this business full-time. Whoop!
Hi, my name is Mary Jane Smith. I've just finished my BCo Honours Nursing degree, and it's quite exciting to see how many ex-nurses there are, which gives me hope that I'll be an ex-nurse soon too.
Hi guys, my name's Rob. I'm Mary Jane's husband. I'm also a pharmacist, beach bum, and a student.
Okay, great. Mary Jane, this is to you. Second question, how do you go about making a dream chart?
I've been making a dream chart since I was this big, because I grew up with my dad. And it was part of our daily activities. So we've always had dream charts in the fridge. The first thing you do is you take out a huge pile of magazines, you go through them, and you make sure you're very specific with what you cut out, because if you want a black car and you cut out a picture of a red car, you're probably going to end up getting that red car. That's how specific it needs to be. So you cut those out, you stick them up, and you stick them up according to short, medium, and long term. So what you think you can get now within the next week or so, what you can get or what you want to do within a few months, and then another thing is years. And then you put that in a place where it's really easy to see. A good thing would be the fridge, because you open that all the time. And if you're trying to lose weight, you put a nice picture of like a really good looking person there. So every time you're about to grab some food or cake, you'll see that picture and it'll just remind you of what your dreams are.
Great. So staying with you, Mary Jane, why do you think it's important to have your dreams written down and the pictures up?
Sure. Writing down is extremely important. I'll give you a little thing about writing. It's not really GNLD, but it applies to everything. I wrote down a couple of years ago, before I'd even met Rob, that I'd be married this year. I wrote down the month and I wrote down the place, and I forgot about it completely. I ended up getting married this year, the month and the place, and it's just like then when I met Rob and we got engaged and we chose the place, I remembered that piece of paper, and I found it in an old drawer, and I just realized writing something down actually makes it happen. And also with a diary, I write a whole lot of things down that I need to do within the next week or so. And you, even if you forget about it, when you go back and you look, you realize you've done all those things you wrote just because you had written them. There's a power with writing. There's something that happens when you write things down and when you see things visually.
Thank you, Mary Jane. Lizette, this one goes to you. What do you do to keep your dream alive and why?
I think the number one is to have a vision. To see what you want so clearly, it's actually having a picture in your mind. And then you start making a dream chart as well. I found a much easier way. I go on internet and I want having fun. By example, this year, 2012 for me is a year to have fun. So I went to internet, I looked the word fun, playfulness, and I found about 6-10 different pictures that I was attracted to. Since I put these pictures up, it's right in front of my computer, so when I sit on my desk, on the computer, I see middle of the chart, the fun pictures. And I'm having fun this year. Thank you.
Fantastic. Christy, you got a comment that you'd like to add there. Let's hear your comment as well.
I know we all put pictures on the wall and stuff, which is a good way to see it, but then what if you guys go out and actually look for the thing that you are dreaming about in real life? Like, I dream about a helicopter, a yellow one. So when the next opportunity I get, I would like to go out and see this 407 in real life and see the person fly and see how it flies. I think if you ingrain that in your mind, you can actually see yourself doing it as well. Every time you look at the picture, you'll be reminded of the real life thing.
Fantastic. Christy, staying with you. Dreams only become a reality when they have a deadline. How do you go about setting that deadline to achieve that? That's for you and for Robbie to answer.
I think it's very important to set deadlines because the exact same with joining the business as well applies. If you say that you're going to do something, but you don't say when you're going to do it, when are you going to do it? Like I said, when you're going to join the business, you don't have the money now maybe, but you say, oh, next month I have it. What makes you think next month you'll have that money? Why not rather put on a deposit now and make yourself commit to it for next month that you're definitely going to do it? And the exact same with your goals and your PV and stuff. Set yourself, I know it's quite hard in the beginning for daily PV, but if you break it down weekly and then daily, just set yourself that goal, because then don't rush it near the end, because if you've done it during the whole month kind of thing, you will achieve it by the end. And it's not a big cram thing, not pressure on you as well.
Rob, your comments.
Great. So I've got a bit of an exercise that I do when I set goals, and it's got a lot to do with timelines and deadlines. I write a letter to myself from the future describing my goals and how it feels when I've achieved these goals. So I visualize the achievement of the goals, and this inspires me. So these goals are specific. It's not I want to be rich, it's I want to earn 50,000 rand a month. It's specific, it's measured, can be broken down into segments, and you can check your progress along that way. And you can see the evidence of those progresses along the way. I accept responsibility for achievement of these goals. You are the only person that's going to make you achieve these goals. Obviously, put yourself in a timeline and feel inspired. True creativity comes from a source of inspiration, which comes from inside you. So the more inspired you are to your goal, the more likely you're going to achieve it. And finally, make an emotional connection with your goal.
Thanks, Rob. We pass it on to Mandy. We talk about a business where there's a lot of lifestyle. Mandy, lifestyle dreams become a reality by setting achievement goals. Share with us some achievement goals you believe are important to set.
Just one thing about goals is that I've learned that goals need to be realistic and they need to be achievable. Dreams are the ones that have no limits and, you know, the sky's the limits, but it's goals that will get us towards our dreams. One thing in this business that I've learned that is really important is to have a PV goal monthly, like Christy said, or break it down into weeks and days. And then also maybe a sponsoring goal, how many people you'd like to personally sponsor, or how many people you'd like sponsored into your team for the month. When we stop having goals, we stop working because we have nothing solid to work towards. And so it's important that our goals are realistic and that we have a plan about how we're going to achieve them. And by achieving those goals, it takes us steps closer towards our dreams.
Thank you, Mandy. Lizette, I'm coming over to you. We hear that man without vision shall perish. How do you keep feeding your vision to keep it going? Or should I say, we've heard that a vision feeds the dream. And why would you say that the vision feeds the dream?
Because it all starts with a vision. From that vision, I think the vision will create what my experience, I mean, it's got nothing to do with the business, but I'm in South Africa because I was driving one day with my mother, my brother, and we were going on holiday, and I was bored to death. And suddenly behind me, I could see a motorbike coming with a couple on it. And at that moment, I had the burning desire, the wanting to be that couple. It stayed with me quite a while, and it was beautiful. And I didn't realize that that dream will come through one day, but before it came through, I had to come to South Africa, meet my ex-husband, who, it didn't happen overnight. So the vision is there. If you believe enough, and if you see yourself strongly, it happened. It happened 3 years later. I rode in South Africa, all over the world, all over Africa, in all type of weather, and I was on the motorbike. And I remember going through the village, and the children on the road used to watch us and wave to us, and I'm sure they also had a dream and a vision or a desire to be on that motorbike. So the strong vision will set up the road for you to achieve what you want.
And something I want to add about writing down your dreams and having them in picture form is that you start to see opportunities for you to achieve these dreams. And something that I only realized this year, ever since I was quite young, I've always wanted to have a business of my own. And I set a time limit, by 18 I must have a business. And I realized this year that it was actually the day before my 19th birthday that I actually started this opportunity and had my own business. So you start to see the opportunities that you wouldn't see that if you didn't write it down, because it becomes in your mind, in your subconscious, and you see the opportunities that you wouldn't see if you didn't write it down.
Christy, we're going to you now. Why do you think it's important to have short, medium, and long-term goals?
I should just say now, it's good to have it's good to have realistic goals, because if you're going to say the first 6 months that you want to have $3 million house, you're not going to really get that month. So it's good to plan ahead and think for the future what you would like to be and what you'd like to come, because you're not always going to be stuck in the present. You're going to go forward. You're not always just going to be here in this one place. We need to plan ahead if we'd like to go ahead and do something with our lives. So I think that's very important.
Fantastic. Go for it, Mary Jane.
I think one of the most important things is the short-term goals, because that shows you that you can achieve the long-term goals. And it's really important to set a lot of short-term goals just to show you that you can do this. It motivates you. It's something to tick off your list and just keeps you going towards the other goals that you've set.
Fantastic. Lizette, I'm going to hand the mic to you. Just as a wrap-up, one thing that you'd like to share with the folks here as to dreams and goals that you think is key for them.
I know that I've got few goals and few pictures on my dream chart, and one of them was the ship challenge. I actually felt what it feels like to be on a sea, and it seemed that it happened already. Then the steps, I went and picked up some pictures without realizing that the steps are men going into steps. And I didn't realize that the seven steps was actually SAFA director. Anything you see and you put on your dream chart will get realized.
Without a dream, you're basically going nowhere. You need to have those dreams clearly defined. And once you have those dreams clearly defined, then you know where you're going. And something important is to know what type of person you need to become to actually live out those dreams. If you want to become a director, you need to know what does a director need to do. If you want to reach a certain goal, you need to know what type of person you need to become, because that's something I learned from this business, that you need to focus on the personal growth and the type of person you want to become in order to live that type of life.
I found that this opportunity challenges you to dream. And if your dream doesn't scare you, then it's not big enough. And the second thing that I found that it's so important that you find someone that will keep you accountable for your dreams and goals. Someone who will push you when you feel like it's not worth it or that you cannot go on anymore.
I just want to say, first of all, that dreams are really, really important. And I just want to say something that Christy said was the whole thing of going and seeing the yellow helicopter. I remember something my dad would always do is he loves cars. So he would go to different like car places. He'd climb into the car, pretend he was driving, and get my mom to take pictures. And this was back in the days. So it's just really important to really visualize it and then to put it all around you so that you can't escape it. When I was doing my final exams now, I wrote on my cell phone, like, I will pass, and had that as my background. And then I set marks for everything. So I wrote, I got this for this subject and this for this subject. And so I had no option but to pass. It's just something, it makes you realize that you can do it. And how you say something is really important. So you need to say, I will pass, or I have passed, instead of I'm not going to fail. It's very important the way you word things.
I'm just going to add on to what Mary said. I got her to make a list of 50 things that she loves doing. Got her to stick that up in our house. And whenever you feel down and a bit tired or a bit uninspired, you just read the list of 50 things that you love doing. And that gives you the vuma to carry on.
I think it's very important for you guys to make sure those dreams that you guys set are your dreams, because your dreams will define the person that you are going to become in the future.
This, to me, is really exciting. We're hearing the young people dreaming. One of the things that I think quite often happens, those of us who are older, we've been working for so long, and we're working and we're working, and we're not really achieving what we wanted to achieve. what we see here today and what we see at Eagle Team and GNLD events is that if you dream and you take action towards that dream and you do the kind of things that were shared here this afternoon, it doesn't matter whether you're young or whether you're old, you can achieve the most amazing things. And so the challenge from our panel this afternoon is go and dream big. Go and help others to achieve their dreams, and this hall will be filled. Let's give our panel a big hand. Thank you very much.